This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I am happy about the Raiders coming to Vegas. I think that was some great, great news. Listen, I'm a Cowboys fan, but you forget, I was born in L.A. And when I was in L.A., right, the Raiders were, you know, big. You know, maybe they didn't do as well, but they were still pretty big. Then, you know, the Raiders leaving Los Angeles and going halfway around the country and then back to Oakland, I always felt like there was a little part of me with, you know, the Raiders. Plus, I really dig black and silver. I don't know if you guys have seen my nails, but my nails are black and silver. So being a diehard Cowboys fan, right, and being excited that the Raiders are coming to Vegas, it's going to be very, very difficult, right, to, deal with people who are bad-mouthing each other. But I'm actually very excited. And, you know, Las Vegas, for those of you guys that have never been or who have only been for a weekend jaunt, it's really a cool city, right? It is very, very cool. The people who live here, the people that make up Las Vegas, I know I got listeners all over the country, and trust me, I've been to, you know, most of the country. And I gotta tell you, you guys rock. Bostonians, oh my God. New Jersey, New Yorkers, Montanans, Washington, Midwest, I love you guys. In fact, I'm gonna be in Philadelphia, in the next couple weeks. And I have never been to Philly, so I cannot wait because, you know, every city has a personality of its own. But the one thing about Vegas locals is we are very loyal. You know, Raiders comes here and you have a lot of people that don't have a team. They're going to have a team now. I know people from Oakland are just really upset about this move. And I don't think they're going to start until the year 2020. All right. We still have to build a real fancy stadium. And I know people are concerned about taxpayer costs, et cetera. But I got to tell you, the one thing that kind of buffers the city a little bit when, you have a pretty nasty recession is your sports teams. All right. You know, people that are diehard will still, you know, go to the games. We're still going to have a Super Bowl, no matter what happens to the economy. We're still going to have Super Bowls. And Vegas is kind of warm in the winter, so that puts us in the running for hosting a Super Bowl later. So I'm very, very excited. I think this is a great, great move. Again, I understand how people in Oakland are really, really upset. I've just always found it kind of odd that you have the 49ers and you have Oakland within, you know, the Oakland Raiders, you know, within miles of each other. I mean, they're just right next to each other up there, Northern California. So, you know, I kind of like, you know, spreading the fun out a little bit, but I do understand that Oakland fans are pretty upset. But here in Vegas, we got tons of Raider fans. So Raider fans out here think the move is brilliant. We'll let you guys know how it's going. Many of you are worried about this, giraffe. I guess there's this giraffe, named April. She's very famous and she's pregnant. And I guess that she has been live streamed now and she has millions of viewers waiting for her to pop out a baby giraffe. Apparently any day she's supposed to give birth. They say the udder is continuing to fill. They say giraffes do not bag up with a full udder in the sense of a cow, dog, goat, or sow. Their udder is very subtle and tucked between their legs. Poor giraffe. Everybody's looking up in there, you know. And yeah, she's just trying to tuck her udder up into, you know, she's trying to get a little bit of privacy. The development occurs generally just prior to birthing. And according to the site 11alive.com, NBC, photo of this morning's mammary growth in comments. Here forward, we are most concerned with this area and will gauge our status until a hoof is waving hello. So everybody's kind of looking up for Lily right now to see if a baby giraffe is coming. Now, there's been a lot of speculation. They don't know if she's already contracting. They don't know if she's actually in labor. We don't know if the calf is going to be a boy or a girl. They can't tell. April's mate, his name is Oliver, and he is separate from April. So why would that be? They say male giraffes instinctively care about three things, mating, fighting, and eating. So Oliver is only allowed inside with April a little bit at a time under close supervision. Otherwise, he could be a danger to April and her baby by either fighting her or attempting to mate with her or eating her food. Male giraffes are not part of the child-rearing process. So she told the male giraffe to get the step in, get out of there, leave me alone, go bounce. And so she gets to have hopefully a nice, quiet, private time in her pen. Unfortunately, it's being live-streamed. I don't know. If you guys realize this happened, I'm really naive when it comes to what we have on this earth in terms of technology. But I guess years ago, my kids said, you want to see the penguins? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm like, where are there penguins in Las Vegas, Nevada? And they pulled up online that there was a camera in Antarctica and you could just watch the penguins all day long. I thought that was awesome. And I mean, that was like years ago. So this is what we could do. We could watch animals in the wild now. There's cameras, I guess, throughout the world. We could just sit there and watch. Now, I'm sure there's also people watching. I would hate to think if there's a camera watching me. Oh, there's Dahlia shaving her legs. Oh, man, does she really have to put her leg up on the counter like that? Can't she just do it in the shower? No, did you see her do it in the shower? It's horrible. So I'm really nervous about anybody watching other people. But it is pretty cool to watch the animals. All right, if YouTube, I guess YouTube might have removed the video. Animal Adventures say they have a backup plan. I guess Animal Adventures are the ones behind this. They say they will go live from their Facebook page of the feed. The public is submitting names for the baby giraffe. I don't know what they would call the baby giraffe. But April is 15 years old. A giraffe's lifespan is about 15 years. They say a human, in human care, a giraffe could live longer than 15 years to 20 to 27 years. So, this giraffe is middle-aged. And I guess she's probably going to be going through a midlife crisis soon. Poor thing. She looks great. April, you look great. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so over the last week, since the issue with the not the Affordable Care Act, but the American Health Care Act getting pulled and the GOP not being able to advance it further, some of you have asked me about Medicaid and Medicaid expanding, and if Medicaid expansion continues or if the Medicaid expansion stays, what about the work requirements that were discussed? You guys have a lot of different questions, and I want to try to get to them all. Let me catch everybody up to speed. There was, and this is something that we didn't have a chance to talk to. The original repeal had, I don't want to say the original repeal, but the repeal that was brought up to the House, the Affordable Health Care Act, I believe had a provision in there for work requirements. And I guess it would allow states to place work requirements to get into the Medicaid program. If a state did not decide to impose a work requirement for Medicaid, then, if it did want a work requirement for Medicaid, what that would mean is a working age adult would need to have a job to be eligible for Medicaid. So this was a controversial policy that on Yahoo Finance talked about and some other sources. This didn't really make a lot of headlines. This work requirement for Medicaid. What did make headlines is the states could individualize, you know, how they, you know, do their Medicaid rather than getting just a lump open-ended sum. They get a per capita per person. And that gets to budget it, that gets to, you know, obviously when you're having issues with money, you know, there has to be some sort of, you know, bean counters in the mix, you know, to make sure that we could get the biggest bang for our buck. This work requirements was very interesting. And again, this didn't make a lot of headlines where a state could say, look, as long as you work, you hold some sort of employment, we will give you Medicaid. Now, for those who are disabled, for those who can't work, that could be devastating. But for those who can, or those who do, who are able and willing, just like the Tsarnaev brothers, who bombed, Boston during the Boston Marathon, that makes a lot of sense. Now, let's go back really quickly and see what's been happening with Medicaid, okay? Back in 2004, we had about 46 million people on Medicaid. That stayed stable between 2004 and 2008. And if you remember, the economy was pretty damn good. So we had about 46 million people. The population was about 300 million, 320 million, all right? In 2009, right, it started to expand, plus the economy started to fall. So we went up to about 50.9 million people. This comes from Statista. 2010, 54.9 million people were on Medicaid. Then 55.8, 57.3, 58.6. By 2014, 64 million people were on Medicaid. 2015, it rose to 68 million. 2016, 70.5. And currently, we are now being told that we have 72.5 million people on Medicaid. If the U.S. population is about 326 million, that is 22% of the country is on Medicaid. Almost a fourth of our country is requiring Medicaid. That's just Medicaid. That's not Medicare. That's not the VA. Medicare, we currently have 44 million beneficiaries. They say that's roughly 15% of the U.S. population. That enrollment is expected to rise to 79 million by the year 2030. So 35% of the country is right now, with the exception of the VA, 35% of the country is either on Medicare or Medicaid. So what? We're at about now 110 million. Some of you say, well, what about Great Britain? Great Britain knows how to do it. Why don't we follow what Great Britain does? First of all, the population of Great Britain is 64 million. We have more people on Medicaid than the entire population of Great Britain. How is Great Britain doing? Well, Great Britain, from what we're understanding, is 56% of adults currently pay income tax. So they're kind of dealing with a similar scenario as us, as half the country is paying taxes, half not. Now, when you look at a bunch of the, the papers coming out of the UK, you have headlines, the NHS, their national health system, problems are, quote, at their worst since the 1990s. UK has now one of the worst healthcare systems in the world. NHS may be forced to abandon free healthcare for all. Britain's healthcare crisis is making huge news in Great Britain. We don't talk about that here. right? So, what's going on? Well, they're having similar issues, right? You have doctors that are underpaid. You don't have people wanting to become doctors. You have A&Es or the emergency rooms maxed out, not being able to take more people. You have hospitals trying to triage saying, look, if you guys don't have anything urgent, don't come. You have 3-month wait, 4-month waits being recommended. You have issues with their ambulance services. The waiting times are, I guess, the worst in a decade. The NHS is obviously facing a lot of demand. And again, if they're not getting the funding that they need because half of their country is not paying, do we really want to emulate or mimic that system? Now, what do you need to qualify for Medicaid? Well, I can't tell you in each individual state, but for me, Nevada, if an individual makes about $16,000 per year, or if the family of four makes about $33,000 per year, households with annual incomes of up to 138% of the federal poverty level could qualify for Medicaid. So basically, those who average about $8 an hour can qualify for Medicaid. And they have to. If you make $8 an hour and your company is not providing you health insurance, you need something so you could qualify for Medicaid. So a lot of eligibility is about 133%. This is coming from Medicaid and Nevada Checkup, the Health Link. So if your income is higher, you still may be able to qualify for Medicaid, all right? They say if you're above the limit but need the help, still apply. This is according to MedicareInteractive.org. If you have high medical expenses, you may qualify for a Medicaid spend down or a medically needy program. The spend down is meant for people who have income slightly higher than would normally qualify for Medicaid coverage but who have medical expenses that significantly reduce their usable income. Some states require you to submit receipts or bills to Medicaid to show your medical expenses, and others you may be able to pay a monthly premium. These spend down limits are generally lower than the Medicaid income limits for people who do not spend down. So there's that option. They say Medicare will still pay first for most of your medical services. When you qualify for Medicaid, it will be second to Medicare. So you have some people on Medicare that are also able to get Medicaid. Now, remember, Medicare is not just for people over 65, right? You could, if you have a disability, there's a Medicaid buy-in program. It's designed to help people with disabilities who would otherwise not be eligible for Medicaid health coverage. To qualify, you may be able to receive Medicaid by paying a premium to buy into the program. Now, this is something that I have been discussing for a long time. If some people wanted the single payer, if some people wanted a government insurance, a public option to take over, then why not offer it at a rate that people pay? Why does it have to be free? So it looks like there are some options for people that want to, but let's go back to this number, right? 72.5 million people are on Medicaid. How do you scale that back? You can't. That, you know, once people are on it, they're not going to want to give it up, or they will, quote unquote, lose their health insurance. So the GOP vows that they are still going to try to repeal and replace Obamacare and still try to fix the healthcare system. But we went from 50.9 to 72.5 million people during Obama's time with the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, how do you take away that 22.5 million people? How do you do that? You know, we may not want to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I apologize. I'm having some apple. And the, the peel on the apple starts to get stuck, and then it'll kind of float around your mouth. So I got a piece of apple peel floating around the mouth. I just do not want to choke on the apple peel. Three teenage burglars are shot dead. You guys have to listen to this. This happened in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Three teens, 16 years old, 17 years old, and 18 year olds were shot by a 23-year-old man who was at home with his father. They woke up to banging noises. These teens were in masks and gloves, and they shattered a glass door in the back of the house. So the 23-year-old armed himself with a rifle, confronted the suspected burglars, and shot them. Two of the burglars died in the kitchen, while another collapsed on the driveway. A 21-year-old woman suspected of being the getaway driver has turned herself in. The intruders were dressed in black, wore masks and gloves. They all died on the scene. One was armed with a knife. The other carried brass knuckles. They say that the 23-year-old appears to have acted in self-defense. The 23-year-old was home with his father. He was woken up. This was about 12:30 p.m. Waggoner County Sheriff's Deputy Dick Mahoney said the suspects gained entry after they shattered a glass door in the back of the house. He had an AR-15. He exchanged a few words with the suspects and opened fire. Two of the teens died in the kitchen while a third ran to the driveway before collapsing and succumbing to his injuries. They say preliminary investigation looks like it's self-defense. This may be a case of stand your ground. However, it's too early to say. And they are still looking into all aspects of this, according to Sheriff's Deputy Nick Mahoney. They say there is no reason to believe that the homeowner's son knew the suspected burglars. The 23-year-old has not been charged, and he did cooperate with authorities and gave them a full statement. Thank God both he and his father were uninjured. The suspected getaway driver, Elizabeth Marie Rodriguez, 21 years old, whose mugshot is now all over the Internet, turned herself in. She has been arrested on 3 counts of first-degree murder and 3 counts of first-degree burglary, no bond set. In Oklahoma, those suspected of committing a felony that results in the death can face murder charges even if they didn't kill anyone, but she was a part of the burglary. So I guess there's been a bunch of burglaries in the neighborhood, according to News on 6. Leon Simmons said his home was broken into a few months ago. We've noticed a lot more people driving slow through the neighborhood, more than one at a time. Authorities said it was too early to determine whether the three teens were responsible for the other burglaries. So, this is obviously making major headlines. You know, this stand your ground law, you're able to protect those in your house. You're able to protect your baby. You're able to protect your family members. Somebody's in your house, you could shoot them if they are, there to cause bodily harm. When I was training for my CCW, they said, look, if somebody sees your gun, starts to leave, you can't shoot them in the back, okay? But if they're facing you and it looks like they lunged at you, it looks, you are allowed to defend yourself. Now, again, I'm not a police officer. Those of you who are police officers or retired police officers know more about this than I do. I just know what I learned with my training. But, you have three people that enter your house. You're outnumbered. I kind of want burglars and I want quote-unquote bad guys and bad girls to know that in this day and age, if you mess with somebody, you could get shot. We don't have that fear anymore of people. We think that we could mess with people, and nothing's going to happen to us. We could rob them. We could mug them. The days of the 1970s and the 1980s where you could take somebody's purse and nothing happens to you and you could get away with it, or you could take somebody's kid, no, we will turn around and mess you up. This is what we need to, the sentiment, this is what we need to project onto people who think they could come into our apartment, come into our home, and mess with us. I've had people in our house. I've had that. I got the gun. I told them to get out. Right before I was ready to fire a warning shot because they heard me cock the gun, they left. And I remember I rose my hand. Now again, I was kind of naive at the time. I'm like, why can't I put all over my house, we have guns. Don't mess with us or you'll be shot. And unfortunately, that's a stupid idea. And I know it's a stupid idea. But, let people know you don't want to come into this house. You'll be shot. Because if people know there's guns, guns have value. And if the government ever decides to take away our guns, right, my house would be then one of the first where people would want to go to get a gun. So, there's an armory at Dr. Dahlia's. Well, there's not an armory. There's not. But, we need to tell bad guys or criminals that are not, you know, high and completely delirious, that, you know, and incompetent and incoherent, that, you know, you mess with us, you enter somebody's home, that could be those last footsteps that you take. And I hate to see that people died. I don't know what they were looking for. You know, if it was, you know, they were kids. These were 16-year-olds, 17. These were young kids. And I don't know if this 21-year-old who was driving the car, if she was orchestrating it all. But, you know, anybody who decides to commit crimes needs to realize that there's somebody there that'll blow your head off if you go into their house. And I don't think people realize that. They don't care, or it's not going to happen to me. But I don't know what these kids were doing in that house, and it's a shame that they had to die. But, it has to serve as a lesson to others. Just, you know, you're going into our space. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a slime project, a do-it-yourself slime project. And a Massachusetts family is now warning others when their 11-year-old daughter suffered second and third degree burns on her hands. And doctors thought it was because of the prolonged exposure to, I believe it was the borax that she was using to make the slime. Kathleen Quinn, who was making slime on a daily basis, suffered the injury when she was at a friend's house. Okay, her mother, Sabowan, said by the time they picked up the girl from the friend's house the following morning, she was crying in pain and her hands were covered in blisters. The Quins had encouraged their daughter to make the slime, seeing as it was a distraction to social media and other technology that obviously preteens are infatuated with. So she thought it was great. I bought all the stuff. And when they were gone, I bought more. She was being a little scientist. So I guess the creation included borax-1 as a key ingredient. Doctors think it was the borax-1 that caused her injuries. If you look at the pictures, it's horrible. Her fingers are, you see the trauma. She was rushed to the hospital. The doctors diagnosed her blistering hands with second and third degree burns. They say you just have to really read the packages and know what you're mixing, because there are certain things in the home that are just dangerous. Quinn has missed a week of school right now to her bandaged hands. She's expected to make a full recovery. And her message to kids is don't make it, don't play with it. You know, my uncle who had died of leukemia in the 1950s, my mom had kept his chemistry set. I don't know where it is now, but in the 1980s, I remember looking at his chemistry set, and I thought it was really, really cool. Anything from the 1950s I was infatuated with, especially from my uncle that died. And, you know, I had noticed, because I had been taking chemistry class, right? I was already in high school at the time. I'm like, you know, you put a couple of these things together, it's dangerous stuff. And if you look at some of these old chemistry kits, right, these kits have chemicals in there that if you mix them up, wow. I'm not saying you're going to, you know, cause a major explosion, but, you know, we did things that were more dangerous at the time. I mean, you would help your dad in the tool shed. You would, you know, but the key to all of this is there had to be some parental supervision. Right, some parents, some grown-up had to be around. So I'm not sure why they would buy these products and you know, have her do this without wearing gloves. But be smart. I do commend people for trying to do-it-yourself stuff. I think it's great to be creative, and it's great to be off the Internet. But you can't let your kid do that alone. You got to be on top of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Legalizing marijuana and the opioid epidemic. What are we looking at in terms of now having millions of people on marijuana? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for a couple years now, we predicted that as we start to cut back on people getting their pain medication, they're going to have to go somewhere to get pain relief. And it's a good thing that marijuana is becoming legalized in many states. And now I guess we're hearing it's going to be legalized in Canada. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But I guess it's a good thing that marijuana is being legalized so people in pain that cannot get their prescription medication because of all the new restrictions and the discouragement and the threats that doctors are getting that they could lose their license if they prescribe too many. Patients know, they see the writing on the wall, they're not going to be able to get their pain medications. So they're moving towards marijuana and they're finding relief from the marijuana. Now, just because that's what we predicted, and I've talked about it on my show, doesn't mean that's what's happening. I could tell you yes from ex-patients and my listeners telling me that's how they control their pain, but we do have a study saying, yeah, that's kind of what happened. Apparently, in the states that legalized marijuana, U.S. hospitals failed to see a predicted influx of pot smokers, but they did, however, treat far fewer opioid users. They say hospitalization rates for opioid painkiller dependence and abuse dropped on average 23% in states after marijuana was permitted for medicinal purposes, according to an analysis. Hospitalization rates for overdoses also dropped. Now, I know some of you are like, but wait a second, I thought overdose deaths are rising, and every day we're having multiple people die of overdoses. We're right now talking about the states, however, that have legalized marijuana. We're seeing a drop. At the same time, according to Fox News, fears that legalization of medical marijuana would lead to an uptick in cannabis-related hospitalizations proved unfounded. I don't know if we were really expecting a lot of CHS, the cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. I don't know if we were expecting a lot of heart attacks from cannabis users. I don't know if that was an issue. I just expected that we would have a lot of people in pain, you know, switch vices and use marijuana to cope with their pain. And so I really didn't anticipate any rise in hospitalizations. Now, are there still cardiac risks? Yes, and another study has come out discussing that. So study author was Yuan Shi, a public health professor at the University of California, San Diego. She said instead, medical marijuana laws may reduce hospitalizations related to opioid pain relievers. The study and a few others provided some evidence regarding the potential positive benefits of legalizing marijuana to reduce opioid use and abuse, but they are still preliminary. So while everybody's rejoicing, going, woohoo, we're bringing down opioid use, then what's the other side of that? I mean, we have a lot of people on marijuana. Is that a good thing? Do we have people abusing it? Do we have people addicted to it? Look at how excited we have been cutting smoking all these decades. But what has risen as we've cut smoking? Obesity. We're just swapping one for another. That's the problem we have here. So then, in a few years from now, we're going to be going, well, how do we get all these people off marijuana? Now, marijuana rarely kills directly. So you don't really hear about marijuana overdose deaths. Does it have the potential to kill? Yeah, I guess you get into an accident. You are at risk for a heart attack, and it accelerates your heart attack. We've been talking about heart failure. Let me tell you the latest study here. Latest study finds that cannabis users are 4 times more likely to suffer a heart attack. Over a 5-year period, regular users in their 30s were 4.6 times more likely to have a cardiac-related illness than those who did not smoke the drug. Users in their late 20s were 3 times more likely to have a heart attack. They say until now, most concerns over the long-term effects of cannabis have centered on their association with mental health disorders like depression and schizophrenia, but this new study was presented, and they talked about the physical damage of the heart. They looked at 200, this came from Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. They looked at 210,000 cannabis smokers with 10 million non-users. They noted that users tended to have high blood pressure. The non-users were more likely to drink heavy, smoke tobacco, and have type 2 diabetes. Combine all that together, that greatly increases the chance of a heart attack. So then one theory with that is, or one explanation could be, well, you know, somebody smokes pot, right? They're not going to probably be the most, let me see, the most I don't want to use the word responsible, but they're probably not going to be the most diligent when it comes to, oh, I got to go hit the gym. Or, you know what, I got to just eat a salad, and maybe I'll just have a little baby salmon patty for dinner. You know, many people that smoke pot, they get the quote-unquote munchies. You know, they may eat more, junk food. They may not care as much. They may not be more physically active. We don't know. All right, you know, most people I know that smoke marijuana are skinny, and they haven't gotten diabetes. So we can't say that as a scientific fact that it, you know, marijuana will make you gain weight for sure, will give you diabetes. Again, I'm still of the process that it helps increase insulin sensitivity, but I will never say marijuana is the healthiest thing out there. And I don't think I want a country, you know, completely dependent on marijuana. 1 in 8 adults say they smoke pot. That is as of August 2016. So that was before it became legalized in California, legalized in Nevada. They say the percentage of American adults who say they smoke weed has nearly doubled in 3 years. Among those who participated in the Gallup poll survey, 1 in 8 currently smoke it. 43% said they tried, which was an increase from 38%. The percentage of pot smokers was 7% in the 2013 Gallup survey. This was basically a very small survey. They did phone interviews of about 1,000 randomly chosen adults. A 2015 report from the National Institute on Drug Abuse found that the rate of current marijuana use rose from 4.1% back in the early 2000s to 9.5% in 2012, and one-third of the respondents reported symptoms of marijuana addiction. They also looked at religiosity. And they said 1 in 5 adults younger than 30 is a pot smoker. The rate of marijuana use among those who seldom or never attend a religious service was 14%. So they kind of divided it up into little sub-studies with this. But, you know, are we prepared as a country to, you know, if we do seem to curb this opioid epidemic, are we prepared to deal with the marijuana epidemic? Now, some people could say, well, Dahlia, what about alcohol? That's not really an epidemic. People drink. Do we have a lot of people abusing alcohol? Do we have a lot of drunk drivers? Yes, we do. And I wouldn't mind using that term epidemic and people who are drunk drivers. It hasn't changed. It hasn't risen. It hasn't made headlines. And I love that alcohol is legal. And again, I am for legalization of marijuana. I just think we need to make sure we have the logistics in place and the infrastructure in place and be very careful, because as we got off smoking, we became more obese. As we got off opioids, we're going to have more people addicted to marijuana. And Canada is joining in now. Canada, I guess Canadian marijuana stocks have soared after Justin Trudeau plans to legalize marijuana by July 1, 2018. Shares have skyrocketed. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government is expected to announce legislation in the week of April 10th. The minimum age limit for purchasing marijuana in Canada will be 18. Individual provinces could set the bar even higher if they wish. The provincial governments will also be able to set the price of the drug, as well as deciding how it'll be sold. I don't blame countries for wanting to legalize it. Everybody's making money, but the people that don't have legalized marijuana. Now, mind you, once it does become legalized everywhere, it'll be less in demand. You know, the more demand, you know, the more of a supply, then the less of a demand in your local area. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.